Hello, everybody, and welcome to Great North Adventures Podcast, Episode 15. Today's date's Thursday, October 24th, 2019, and this is the weekly review of my motorcycle trip from the Arctic Ocean to the Antarctic Ocean. I actually think it's been a couple weeks since I did a podcast last, so sorry to anybody who's been waiting, and here we go. I'll try to cover the last couple weeks as good as I can. I fixed my odometer, so that's good. Got a reading of 48,128 up on there now, so happy about that. Happy to know how fast I'm going and how long until I need gas, so usually important things. So started this week, or the last couple weeks, I guess, in Huaraz, Peru, and we ended up in a little town on the coast called Pescadores. So took some bike maintenance this week. Gracie Lou arrived. Lots of good driving, lots of good stuff this week. So a couple of highlights, the Cordillera Blanca, so near Huaraz, the big range of mountains there that some get up over 6,000 meters. They all have glaciers on them. They're super beautiful. Took a road up, switchbacking through the whole national park, and then at the very top at like 4,600 meters, they built a tunnel through the mountain you go through. They've got a massive Jesus sitting on a rock looking at you, and that was a super cool day. Good driving, fresh roads, national park views, good stuff. Had lots of good food this week, mostly some fresh fried chicken. We found a couple ladies in a couple places that we stayed that would fry the chicken on the spot for you, so that's a good change for finding the stuff that's been sitting there and you're not sure if it's 2-3 days old or how fresh it would be. Also ate some rabbit this week. Love eating rabbit. So good. Red wine and like tomato sauce base. Some olives in there. Some nice spices. It was a really good lunch. We tried to skip Huanuco. Or no, not Huanuco. A town that sounds like that at least. By taking the secondary road. And it's funny, we were following the map directly and we were just ended up driving through farm fields for about 15-20 k's, just basically grass with a couple dirt ruts there for tire tracks, and that was a road on Google Maps and Maps Me. So pretty funny. Got to see some good stuff, drive through some grass, so it was definitely interesting and definitely a highlight this week. Cañete Canyon, so it connects basically interior Peru to the coast, and follows this river through this nice canyon. Spent a couple days going through there. The river had trout in it, so we'll get that in a bit later, but followed the river for a couple days, went camping, nice driving, nice sights, everything was great. And in Paracas, took the Cheap Man's Galapagos option and went to Isla Ballestas. It only costs like $16, and now that we know, if you can just skip booking it with people, you just go directly to the terminal and you pay $8. And you get about a 2-hour boat trip. Saw sea lions, penguins, blue-footed boobies, a mountain that looked black, but that was just because there were so many cormorants that were living on the island, or on that specific hill, that it changed the color of it, so that was pretty spectacular. And then the usual gulls and pelicans, that sort of stuff. It's a really cool trip. Price is right. Can't complain about that at all. A couple of lowlights this week. The Nazca Lines we drove through, and they had a lookout point and all that sort of stuff. We climbed to the top of a nearby hill and was looking out and didn't really notice much going on at all. Now, I think you might have to go at sundown when the shadows are more prominent and you can see more movement in the surface, but we didn't see jack diddly, and was kind of disappointed about it, but luckily didn't pay anything, so whatever, it is what it is. And the city of Huanuco, it was in the mountainous portion of Peru, the inland. And we're driving through, think we're going to get to a nice town, be able to haul up for a bit, do some work, you know, whatever, just relax, find a cheap room. And the town was some of the craziest driving that we've ever been in. It was one lane with three sections of traffic in it. And everybody's passing everybody. Nobody's got any space. Nobody's giving you space. It was pure insanity, so we just got out of there as soon as humanly possible. Scariest moment this week. We climbed to the top of this hill, and then the descent part was under construction for about 60 or 70 Ks. And what they were using to pack the earth down and make it level, and I guess as the base for the blacktop that's going to go on top, they were using red clay. And if you've ever got clay wet, you know that it's just super super slick, and it is, you know, not an ideal surface to be driving on. And so that's what we had to encounter for the last 60 Ks, 70 Ks of that day. And it was just insanity, just driving through clouds, low visibility, bit of rain. You know, once you descended a bit further, it was raining fully, driving on this clay track with trucks and people passing and all this and all that. So that sets the stage. And so luckily I was in first gear, basically going about as slow as you can go on a motorcycle, and the front end just lost it on me. And bike went one way, I went the other way. And so it took a little tumble, no worse for wear, but just sitting there doing nothing, and then boom, the bike's down. So I guess it can happen quick when you're on a dirt track, and you know, it's rainy and slippy. So took some extra precautions there, and anytime it's wet, slowing down basically as slow as you can go to keep everything, the flow of traffic moving. Saw lots of critters this week. Ducks again, saw a small fish eagle on one of the rivers that I was fishing, frogs, we saw hundreds of llamas, alpacas, guanacos, and lots of good stuff this week. Went fishing in the Cañete River, as I mentioned. I've driven by, taken this one corner on the bike, looking into the water, and I could see probably 30 or 40 fish just sitting there. Not big guys, just little guys, but just all cruising there, feeding underwater. So I had to stop the bike. Me and Braden got off, started casting some lines. I ended up with 7, and Braden got 2. So again, catching fish in Peru is always a good time. And so now to the meat and potatoes of what happened this week. We took like 3 days off to do some work on the bikes that we've kind of been neglecting, and you know, should be done probably more frequently, but better late than never, as we say. So first we took the bikes, we got into town, took them to a professional car wash that put soap, wax, high pressure washer, the whole thing, got everything looking really, really nice. Parked the bike for that night, and when I got up in the morning, I noticed there was a drip of coolant coming down from somewhere, and so found a weep hole on my water pump housing, and that was leaking coolant. So with some research, found out it was the mechanical seal for the coolant pump. So basically all I did was just disassemble that, take off the pump, find the mechanical seal, clean that up with some degreaser, and then lubed it up with some WD-40 and some other waterproof grease. Did that to the inside section, reinstalled it, made a new gasket, all that good stuff, and left her for the day. And she's been holding since now, so happy days. Hopefully that's been put to bed. Cleaned the air filter, did a coolant flush since I was working with the coolant system. Definitely needed it. I greased all the electrical connections, so they're now protected against water and salt and all that sort of stuff from actually entering into the system, so they're all plugged up with the big thick grease there. Cleaned and greased my wheel bearings, did a brake fluid flush, which also needed to be done. Took the spark plug out, cleaned it with some gasoline, filed down the little kind of finger or hook that goes over that helps create the spark, I suppose. Cleaned the chain real good, degreased it, scrubbed it down with a metal brush, and then greased it up again. I fixed the speedometer assembly, as I mentioned earlier, And as usual, the fan stopped working again, so had to go through that system, found a broken wire, I guess from got caught up when turning the handlebars one time. And then also there was an obstruction in the fan, so just had to kind of clear that away. Again, degreased it, re-greased it. Good to go there now. So a couple final thoughts this week, since it's the kind of two-week edition here. I guess when we were in the mountains, the final thought was peruse the land of second gear. We were just averaging such slow speeds, going side to side more than we were going forward. It got crazy. And then since we've been now on the coast and on the highways, I love pavement, blacktop, tarmac, whatever you want to call it. It is my favorite thing. So thanks everybody for listening. Love y'all lots, and hopefully we'll talk to you in a week's time. All right, bye-bye-bye.